This week's episode of Choose Don't Excuse is sponsored by Muscle Donut. Muscle Donuts are gluten-free, baked, never fried, hand-dipped, and packed with 10 grams of protein. That's right, 10 grams of protein. We absolutely love them. In fact, it is one of Judy's absolutely favorite treats. If you enjoy living a healthy lifestyle, but donuts are your weakness, check out themuscledonut.com.
Aloha, and welcome to another episode of Choose Don't Excuse. I'm Jody.
And I'm Judy.
And every week we explore the power of choice in every single aspect of your life, whether it be business, personal, family, it doesn't matter, because when you make the right choice, you set yourself on a destiny that you control. So yes, we are super excited. It is the Christmas season. Judy and I had a phenomenal date last Saturday. We look forward to, with great anticipation, this time of year, and we always take one day where we go and we do Christmas shopping and we spend time together, and we really had a good time Saturday.
Well, the thing is a funny thing. Usually, okay, so when our kids were little, we would always trade or hire a babysitter, or either trade with another family that had littles or hire a babysitter to babysit for us all day and night so we could shop all day and night. And it's just been kind of, I don't even realize that it's like a tradition, but that's what we did.
It's a tradition now.
And it was great. And the thing is that it's really fun to do when, you know, you're able, one, when your kids are little and you can get out of the house, that's like so awesome, and be able to be together and hang out. And now, and we always look forward to that. And now this year, when we were able to just like, okay, this is what Dad and I were doing, we just told the kids. We didn't say, you know, gotta get a sitter, gotta make sure you eat, gotta, you know, make dinner for them. We didn't do any of that. We just got up, we did our workouts in the morning, and then we left, went to breakfast, and what else did we do? Oh, we went to breakfast and then we went to the temple and got spiritually fed. So we physically fed, spiritually fed, and then we went shopping. And it was so much fun. I don't know why this year was so much more fun than last year. Didn't we do this last year too?
We do it every year, but yeah, this year was really fun. I think it was just, we kind of took our time through the day. Yeah, we didn't rush out the door. We were just kind of going at a pace that was comfortable for both of us. And if you guys know me, I'm not a big shopper, so this is my one gift to Judy a year in some ways, is that, you know, I go and I do the shopping with her, and we just have a good time.
It truly is a gift. He hates shopping. He hates it. In fact, I love like thrift shopping, going to Ross and like going through all the stuff. I mean, I love it, and he can't stand it. We didn't go thrift shopping, but because of that, I'm like, I'm the budget shopper. I'm the one that can watch, you know, the budget. And so good thing he doesn't shop, because he would just go to any store and he didn't care if, like, say a pair of socks was $20 or $30 or whatever. He'd be like, oh yeah, that's, you know, I'm just getting that because it's there, it's convenient, it's at a nice, you know, a nicely arranged store, like maybe, I don't even know if you can handle Target and handle those kind of places.
I don't like to shop. I like to go in and get exactly what I want, and I want to leave. Especially don't like stores that you have to rummage through stuff. I don't like that feeling of rummaging. So, and that's when I walk into a Ross store, my eye just starts twitching because it's just utter chaos, and I don't want to search through the chaos.
Well, it's a good thing that like a Walmart doesn't bother you, because, you know,
because it's organized.
Oh, that's it. It's the organization that you're saying.
Well, yeah, it's the organization in the presentation. But yeah, it was, we just we, had a
but
phenomenal
guys we
day.
Did go to a Ross. I made him go to a Ross that night.
And what did I say?
Because his eyes were twitching. He's like, oh, I can't stand it in here. And I'm like, what? I'm in heaven right now. He was in hell. I was in heaven. And I was all excited. So isn't that funny how everybody's perspective of something, like something could be really, say, you know, horrible or whatever, and to the other person it's just no big deal. Like, I don't know what you're, you know, worried about. So that's really cool. I mean, thinking about that and the perspectives on your perspective on things. And that really, just because, well, right now I'm doodling. Just because I'm doodling, let's just say that, because some people may be affected by this by saying, you're doodling, so you're not paying attention. I'm like, no, this is just how I work, how I function. And I'm paying close attention, in fact, even more for the fact that I'm doodling as opposed to if I just stared at you, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that this perspective's funny because I swear, when we walked in Ross, I'm like, yes, I'm going to go check out this and go check out that. And look, you know, look at the deals. And he was like, can we just get to what we want to get and let's go? And I'm looking at him like, no, I'm going to go check out something else. You just stay right here. You can go ahead and stay right here.
So it was my gift to her.
Whatever.
But yeah, but we had a fantastic day. And so hopefully you guys are enjoying the season and making time for each other, making time for your kids, and really having a good time. In fact, on my other podcast, I share my experience as a young kid when I was 8, and I thought I was on the naughty list. So the horror of an 8-year-old to be on the naughty list. So make sure you go check that out on Father's Fire. So
how do they find that?
F-Y-R-E,
right?
Yeah, F-Y-R-E. So Father's Fire on all your traditional podcasts. But yeah, so Judy and I are having a lot of fun. We've been thinking a lot about 2020. We're actually working on something really cool for 2020. For those that would like to go on a emotional and a mental mindset reset for 2020. We're working
on a mindset makeover.
Yeah, so we're working on that right now, and we'll be releasing details on that. I've been working on that, and Judy's been giving me feedback of things that she likes and doesn't like, and so we're really fine-tuning it and think that it'll be a good thing. But we, as part of this, we, at the beginning of the year, we shared with you guys in episode 3 that we had come up with one single word that was going to be our focus word for 2019. That word that would help us stay focused, that would help us be motivated to achieve the goals that we had set, because we all know that when you start a new year, everybody has new and positive intentions to make this the best year ever. And a lot of those goals tend to fizzle out 6 weeks into the year. And so we wanted to have a focus word that would really help us stay anchored to the goals that we had set at the beginning of the year. And I would think, you know, my experience is that that has actually really, really helped me. My word at the beginning of the year I set for myself was greatness. I wanted to look at every single thing that I was doing throughout the year and ask myself the question, is this activity building greatness within myself, or could I be spending my time in better ways to achieve greatness? And so that has been a great thing for me to, throughout the year, really evaluate if my activities were aligning with that focus word of greatness.
So every time you're saying what you did was, and then this is the same for me, it's like the word that I chose and the words that you choose to make your theme, it's the whole fact that it's affecting everything. It can affect everything, right? It's not just affecting you, but if it affects you, it's going to affect those your family. It's going to affect those that you serve, those that you work with. And so when we come up with our words, and this, mind you, this is the first year that we've ever done it. 2019 is the first year that we've ever come up with a theme word.
Yeah.
And that started because a friend of mine, she's a coach with me, and she and I came up with a like kind of transforming your life type program for a month. We did that for a month in 2018, December 2018. And one of those things was a theme word. And I that was something that we had to really ponder on. Like, I mean, I think I took a long time.
Yeah,
really long time. And we, in fact, we made a vision board with it. So that's another thing, and that'll be another podcast. But it was very impactful, I think, for me as well as it was for you. The thing about it is that, interesting enough, as we came up with our own theme word, I don't think throughout the year we even shared it as much together. Like,
no,
you and I talked
no.
about it. We just kind of did our own thing and had that obviously in the forefront of our minds or in the back of our minds. But it really made a difference to have just one word always resonating on my mind on a daily basis. And I can't say it was in the back of my mind. It definitely was in the forefront. And my word... Did I answer your question?
No, you never told us.
I never told you what? A question?
Your word.
No, did I answer your question?
I don't know what my question was anymore.
Guys, sometimes that happens where I'm like going off.
I'm just listening to you.
Talking about something, and he's talking about something, and the next thing I know, I'm like, gosh.
Where did I go?
Okay, so anyways, I'll go back to what my word. So my word for the year was discipline. And I remember choosing that word for the fact that I was just wanting to stay focused. You know, this was the year that I knew I was going to make some changes in my life, going to, obviously, that's the whole goal, right? Is when you have these theme words, is to make a change. But I wanted to make changes I knew that if I made changes in the discipline portion of my life, then it would affect everything else. And again, that's the goal of a word, is to affect everything else. But, and I want you to understand, discipline wasn't like, I need to discipline my kids, you know, that kind of thing. No, I needed to discipline myself and stay focused. That's really what it was. And the impact it has made, it's actually carried me all the way throughout the entire year. And right now, as I was talking to my class yesterday, I brought it up, the fact that it's like, you know, that was my focus. And I have made some major changes because of staying disciplined. But I don't want to keep on talking about
that. I love, the thing that's interesting to me is I have watched you throughout the year with great attentiveness to what you have been doing on a daily basis. And there has been real purpose in every single action that you take. I mean, every day you have this little notebook, you're writing, you started out writing your goals and your affirmations and your grateful things. And that's kind of evolved. You're still doing that, but I've noticed that as the years progressed, that has evolved into not only those items, but you've really become strategic about how you're planning your day and trying to be disciplined with every single moment. And watching how that has not only affected you, but also how it has rippled into other aspects of your life, of trying to coach people and direct people and even organizing your day. And I've really seen that discipline become a core component of your life in 2019. And it's even made me look at how I'm spending my day. So it's really affected me in a positive direction as well.
Well, that's great. I mean, I think that I'd like to hear about what you meant about greatness, because there's definitely some things that I've seen as a change in you.
Well, the thing that, in fact, as you were talking about discipline, one of the things with me looking at greatness in my life is it has forced me to look at how I spend my time. And, you know, discipline has actually been a related word to my word, because as I'm looking at my time and what I'm doing, I'm having to discipline myself to change my actions. And one of the things that I've really noticed is because we try to do so much in all of our businesses with social media, a lot of times, especially in Instagram or Facebook or whatever, while those can be great tools, all of a sudden you can be sucked into this vacuum of inactivity, of productive activity. And so it's enabled me to really look at those actions as I'm trying to strategically use social media and interact with people, that I'm, when I start to slide into that, you know, lack of productivity mode and just wasting mode, to go, hey, wait, you know what? These aren't great actions. These actions are not leading to greatness.
Okay.
So I need to stop and I need to pivot to more productive actions.
So is your greatness more of like you aren't trying to be, or you're trying to be the best you?
I'm trying to be the best me.
Is that what greatness meant for you?
Yeah. I wanted to go, what are the things that I can implement in my life to make me truly great?
Okay.
And it's like E.T., you know, he has that book, Greatness is Within You. But I think you can only find the greatness within yourself when you start to shed those things that are holding you back and incorporate those things that will make you better. And so as I've gone through 2019, I've really had to look at what I'm doing in every single aspect of my life. Is it finding, is it building, is it discovering greatness, or is it holding me back because I'm really wasting my time, or I'm not doing things that are really helping me become truly great?
You know, that's interesting that you say that. Am I holding on to things that aren't making me truly great? And I actually, the one thing that I've really, no, there's a couple things. But one thing that I noticed that has changed in you is your, well, I don't know if it's changed, but it's definitely evolved and been more prominent, is that you've kept a definite open mind to things that have been happening, you know, in your business, in our lives, as a family. You've really like, and I don't say you're closed-minded at all. It's just that I feel that you've accepted or you've embraced things that I would have thought you wouldn't have. And that tells me you have definitely pushed aside some things that you, and whether or not you realize that, you know, you were keeping an open mind, or even if you thought that way, but, or you thought that you weren't open-minded, I don't know. But I'm just saying that you have accepted or opened up your mind and your thoughts to other ways or other perspectives, and it's enabled you to become better through that. When I've seen that, have you even noticed that within yourself?
Yeah, I think I have noticed that a little bit. I'm definitely, I think one of the things that I'm discovering about myself is that I need to give, or I've come to the realization that we need to give everybody, including ourselves, more grace.
Yeah.
We just need to. There are so many things in the background of people's lives that you can't see, or that are affecting them emotionally, spiritually, or, you know, just are holding them back. And a lot of times we're making judgments against them instead of giving them grace to grow. And so that's one of the things that I've really kind of latched onto, is I need to not only give myself grace to grow, but I need to give other people grace to grow. And I need to love them where they are and give them direction if requested, not to just impose myself on. And obviously that's a challenge when you're a leader in a business, because you're always kind of leading, but you also have to be open to understanding. And one of the things I think both you and I have tried to do this year is try to look at our circle and go, all right, is our circle of influence, is it taking us where we want to go? And so one of the things that, you know, Judy at the beginning of the year gave me the gift of being part of the Speak for Profit group with Kanta Simmons and Eric Thomas. And that has led me, provided the opportunity to for me to be in a different circle of people that have a mindset of truly trying to grow, and truly in that growth, trying to have an impact on other people, not just to grow for growth's sake. Mm-hmm. And that has led me to Sean Hart, who, you know, Sean Hart, now I'm part of his Elite Speaking Academy, and I'm, you know, Sunday was my first meeting with the entire crew, and I'm looking at these men and women, and I'm like, wow, they are so awesome. But the one word that is, the word that I'm using for 2020, which I will release in a couple of weeks because I want to give Judy time to think about hers, but I've really been thinking about this word, and it's because of my association with a different group of people.
That's great.
Right? It's a group of people that are pushing me to a next level, that are going to push you and I to a next level.
But I think that's part of what you're saying with your word greatness, because you had been focused on making sure things were great, you're looking for, or trying to become better, you're working to become better, you are looking for those opportunities or how to create that.
Yes.
And so that's what's led you there.
Yes.
And that's the other thing that I noticed that was different about you. And I just found that in this whole year, you had been working and striving and really honing in on your own purpose and abilities, your passion. You've really honed in more on it, that it's opened up even more opportunities that you had. It's not like the opportunities fell in your lap. That's what I'm trying to say, is actually you sought opportunities. You sought these things out, which created more opportunities, which helped you even open up more and more to, you know, becoming better. And becoming better, not just for you. The thing is that you're becoming better to help others. And that's just the beauty of it. It's a domino effect, right? I mean, it's like a waterfall. I want to call it, like a ripple effect. That's what I'm trying to think of. I was like picturing water. So the ripple effect, the fact that it started with you, that one drop of what you wanted to do, and it's just expanded and helped me immensely, as well as our children. And they see the growth. I mean, I know that each of our kids have their own special characteristics, their own abilities, their own passions and purpose that they're discovering themselves. But I think because we as mom and dad, as the parents, are trying to better ourselves, it just naturally sheds onto them. And that's the other thing that I was thinking of. There's more opportunities that you've created, that you've found as well. And so I know that with my word discipline, the thing for me, it's made me, it also has evolved into, I mean, it has affected where I want to be better at. It's, you know, and finding opportunities and those things. But really, I've noticed that it's made me more where I say, you know, because when motivation dies down, discipline kicks in.
Yeah.
And it has to, because honestly, as mom, okay, I'll put it two ways. As a female and as mom, I'm very in tune with my heart and with my emotions. And so when I'm in tune with those things and my spirit, it can affect me to bring me down. And I don't want to say I'm spiritually uplifted as well, but it can also bring me down if I'm affected emotionally by things that are sad, things that are hard, things that are challenging. And so discipline had been very impactful and powerful, because I had to stop and say, you know what, just because I'm down right now doesn't mean I'm going to stop what needs to be done. And so I just basically said, nope, you got to be disciplined. You got to stick to it. You got to do this and get up and go. You know, it was just, that's how it's served me. That's how that word has served me. It's made me fight through the hard times. And it's made me focus even more so on making sure that the habits that I wanted to create, the new habits I wanted to create, it forced me to say, you know what, push everything aside. This is the habit that you want. this is, you know, and you need to strive for it. So stay disciplined with it and just do it. And so I don't know if that made any sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that I've really noticed this year with you is you have been very insistent, not only within yourself, but also within me, is that we change our language, that we change the words that we're using. And it's interesting because as you really think about the words that you use, it literally changes your mindset. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that in some ways, you're always pushing me to change the words. And you know what? Let's use productive words. And what I've noticed, especially the last couple months within myself, is I don't like when I'm around people that just go into something hits them and all of a sudden they're in this dark space and they're staying there and they're mulling it over. I mean, that's what happened to me yesterday. You know, we kind of got some not so good news at work, and it's really tripped up, you know, somebody that I work with. And finally I got to a point, I was like, look, we just have to think about what we can do. This happened, so let's change our mindset. Let's change the direction and say, let's explore options that we have to turn this into a positive. And that goes back to your point about being disciplined, because bad things are going to happen. And it's at that moment when those things happen, discipline kicks you in and holds you true to what you're trying to accomplish when those bad things happen. And if you cling to that and you just discipline your heart, you discipline your language, you discipline your mind, you discipline your actions, that's when you can push through it and find that greatness that you're achieving.
Right. Yep. No, I agree. I mean, the thing is that it's almost synonymous, the words are, in a way, you know, or it's just their action words that work together. And I think that that's basically why theme words are so helpful. This might not be for everybody, but it's obviously been very helpful for us. And I think that, you know, we're definitely going to come up with new words, but that doesn't mean we abandon the old words. It's just added to our library. It's like a library of books that you collect because you love them. You need to add to your library those words that are powerful to you. And that's the one thing about, that's why I love my affirmations daily, is because it just helps me keep those thoughts in my mind and those words in my mind, so that when things happen, I don't want to say it's in your subconscious. It really is in your consciousness. It's really there in the forefront of your mind if you place it there. And you have to do that. I mean, no one else can do it for you because no one's in your thoughts. That's the one place that you will always have private to you, personal to you, are your thoughts. No one can ever take those away from you. So you, if you place in the library of thoughts, those special words that mean something to you to help you, better yourself, but really also make it through this life and in a purposeful way, serving others. And that serving others as it will serve serving yourself will also serve others. So that's what we challenge, I think, with our new 2020, okay, so you have 2020 vision, is to think of your theme word. If you want it to be a theme phrase, then you can too. But if that is powerful to you, if that's what's going to help you, a word for me is much more simpler. And so, you know, creating that for yourself would be powerful in your life.
You know, what's interesting to me is that a lot of times we think a word is simple, but as I've worked through greatness throughout the year, it has developed a profound meaning within myself. And I think a lot of times words really do have potential impact when we embrace them. And I mean, you can, there are so many ways that you can look at a word: consistency, focus, determination, love, grace,
empathy.
All those words is we've really, I mean, those are words that we've used a lot throughout the year in our podcast and in discussions with each other. Those words are really starting to penetrate my heart and my character and our character. And that's really why I think there's true power in what we've, this exercise that we've done, is that we have found a whole new depth within the word greatness and a whole new depth within the word discipline. And they have found new meaning in our life, and they have evolved into something even more profound as we have tried to implement those words into our life and everyday actions.
So I don't have anything else to say after that. That's great.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us every week as we explore the power of choice in your life. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas. We're only 2 weeks away, so make sure that you take some time for your family and truly embrace those gifts that have true power, and that's that loved one right next to you. So,
well, and we encourage you to come up with your own theme word for 2020 so that you can have 2020 vision.
That's right. And we are going to be visiting it in the next couple weeks as we head into 2020. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to give us a like and subscribe, and we'd really appreciate a review. And as always, mahalo.